When there are two appellants in a situation, right, parties can still settle the issues as between themselves, right? So you'll have seen that the board has an issues list that they are to determine, right? Parties that are content with a particular disposition of issues are able to settle the matter as between themselves. The board still remains seized of the matter as a whole and still remains seized of the entire issues list at the moment. Some of those issues may drop off if there are settlements between certain parties that other parties aren't party to, right? Some of the issues may drop off because they only belong to kind of one appellant, as it were. Otherwise, the board remains seized of all the issues. Even if there is a settlement between one appellant, for example, in this circumstance, and the city, there would still be a hearing that would be scheduled to go ahead, and the board remains seized of the matter, but only vis-a-vis perhaps one of the appellants. It depends. Parties can also settle certain matters and leave other matters unsettled between them, right? And so then it's only an agreed statement like between that, parties. Yeah.
You would still have a minutes of settlement.
Absolutely. You would still potentially have minutes of settlement where parties agree, for example, to take specific positions on certain issues, and you can execute minutes of settlement that would leave certain other aspects unresolved. It would be more typical in that circumstance, in my personal experience, right, to deal with it in another way than by full minutes of settlement, but it does remain open. My experience tends to be in the tax court, where it's different. The question is, what does the taxpayer owe? That tends to be a very holistic question that, you know, can only, can't really get settled until it's settled. But parties do often agree to dispose of particular issues. They may need to do it formally in certain circumstances where there are various restrictions on how parties can act.
But theoretically, could there be a settlement between one party and the city that is ultimately thrown out because a hearing with a separate applicant makes a different disposition?
Thrown out is a weird way of putting it. The parties would still settle their differences. The parties are still settling their dispute, right? That doesn't mean that it disposes of the issue before the board. Only, for example, all the parties with, if all the appellants were to withdraw, there would be no more issue before the board.
So at this point, what have you settled just on issues, or have you settled on outcomes?
No, I don't have a comment.
All right, we might bug you again tomorrow.
Of course. I'm available.